That's right. How are you?
Fine,
How
thank
was
you.
your weekend?
I am completely fed up, you know. inside home, here in Portugal, we have a lockdown. It's
Yes.
forbidden to have movimentations between municipalities,
Yes.
and so we need to stay at home.
Oh.
Okay, in the beginning, it's okay, but after 1 month, I'm completely tired of it, as I think as all the Portuguese.
Yeah,
But
that's right. That's right. It's good when you think that you're going to be at home and you'll be relaxed, but then after looking at the four walls all the time, it becomes difficult.
it's okay.
Especially for people who live alone in the house.
Yes, it can
Yes, it's
be
very
awful,
difficult. Yes.
awful.
Yeah. But in any case, all is well with you, I guess.
No, but everything is going much better now here in Portugal, and
Okay.
the figures are coming down,
Yes.
and maybe I don't know. It will be a political decision,
Yeah.
because I think that as the figures are coming down, maybe in the beginning of March, the government may change a little bit the measures.
Yes.
But the government and the Prime Minister, maybe he's afraid with the experience of Christmas. And so he's afraid if he put the measures not so hard, and
Yes.
we repeat in Easter what happened with Christmas, and in
Yeah.
April after Easter, we
Yeah.
will have all again the figures increase. And
Yes.
so it will be a political decision if we can before Easter or just after it.
We just have to learn to live with it,
Thank you
we
so
just have
much.
to learn to live
Martin,
with this.
I have, may I begin? I have a phone call with the Portuguese ambassador in Washington.
Yes.
I told him everything, and he's ready to help us.
Yes.
And also, he gave me a contact. I
Yeah.
said, Arthur, to give this contact to Patty in New York, because it's much easier to them to contact themselves.
Yes.
Dr. Henrique Henriques is
Yes.
a senior diplomat there in the Portuguese embassy that has is the focal point with the Congress. And so he knows very well the Congress persons. And the ambassador said, please, said to your office to contact Henriques. He gave me the email. Arthur sent it to Patty. And then we will try to arrange everything.
Yeah, I've seen that Ato has done that.
And
Yes.
also, he asked me, I said, I don't know, believe me. And if we know, if the same representatives are still there
Yes.
when they decided
To
to
leave.
withdraw from IPU, because they can also contact them to see if they change their opinion or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a long time ago, but we know that in the U.S., the Congress persons are re-elected for
Yeah, they
decades,
stay there for a long time,
and
yes.
so some of them can be the same. And
Yeah.
so he asked these names to be personal contact by the Henrique
Okay.
Henriques. But so he is available to help us. Please, your office and Patty in New York may contact and ask collaboration that should be necessary to prepare our our visit to the Congress as soon as possible to get our objective.
Very good. Yeah, we will inform Paddy. I'll talk to. I'm talking to her later today, and we will. I will discuss this matter with her. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for that assistance. We will do the necessary.
Also, about Myanmar.
Yes.
I wish it will not be easy, but I ask Arthur to see with the Portuguese government, but also with IPU, if it's possible to arrange a visit to visit Rangoon, because of course it needs to be in this month. It will not be in March, because it lost the opportunity. Because I think that it can help to give the visibility we need to defend our point of views.
Yes.
And I don't know if it is easy to organize it, of course. I said, I don't mind if I'm going to the jail for two or 3 days. More than that is awful. But two or three days is okay. Because I think it can show how IPU are worried and are in the, how is it possible to say that in English, are with the problem in our hands.
Yeah, you know. We are there monitoring the situation very closely and trying to respond in an expedient manner. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that message last week, and I was talking to my colleagues at the United Nations, and they are worried that, like you explained, like Arthur explained in that message, that the military authorities may use the visit by you as a propaganda tool and say, you see, we are open, we are talking to people, and they try to manipulate that. And they were saying that you will have seen, I think we sent to you a speech that was made last week by the Deputy High Commissioner. And there is a resolution that was adopted during the special session on Myanmar on Friday, which calls for strong pressure on the authorities to allow access by the United Nations to Myanmar. So I think that what we can do is, if the authorities are willing to allow that access, and I doubt that they will, because they have refused it before. They have consistently refused to allow the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to establish any form of presence in Myanmar. If they do allow for the special envoy on human rights in Myanmar to visit, maybe we can discuss and see if you can be part of that visit, given that parliamentarians are involved, so that you can use the opportunity together with the UN. It will show that the UN and the IP are working together on this. I can further discuss this matter with the Office of the High Commissioner and see whether this is a possibility. I think because we don't want them to manipulate.
Of course.
I mean, the Myanmar authorities to manipulate any visit by the IPU president. Then another possibility is, given that the MPs who were elected in November have met virtually, what we can do is we can encourage them the next time they're meeting to invite you to address them.
Okay.
Yes, to address them and say, we in solidarity with you. This would be live, it would be virtual, everybody would see it. without you having to leave Portugal to go there, you know, to give support to them. So we can explore that possibility too. I can talk to my colleagues who are responsible for Myanmar to look into that possibility and tell them that you are there and available to attend any of their virtual sessions, you know, to show support for the parliament there. So that's how I see it. You know, if you ask me,
I would advise. Of course, Martin, a visit there only can maybe possible if it is possible to meet the Prime Minister and the MPs.
Yes.
If it is not possible, no, because it will be manipulation by the military regime, and it is not what we wish. We need to give support to them and not to the militaries.
Okay.
But we will wait. Oh, and of course, a virtual session may be one solution as well. Of course, it will not give the same visibility that is important to the IPU, but it's better than not to do anything.
Yeah, no, they will take note. The military will know, because they monitor everything there. They will know that that meeting has taken place and that you were there. You know, and that's the thing. They know that we are watching. We are watching them very closely. So, it would have an effect on them, actually.
Thank you, Martin.
Okay.
And
okay.
I also will need to say you, that in the 1st of March, I will receive here in our parliament, but in my quality of president of IPU, the leader of opposition in Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
She will come to Lisbon. She will be received by the foreign affairs minister, and she will visit our parliament to have a meeting with the foreign affairs committee. And I have a meeting with her also.
Okay.
And so to show how important is for us all the efforts to achieve a stronger democracy in Belarus as well.
Yeah, that's fine. We thank you for letting me know.
I ask Arthur to ask your services the list of MPs that are arrested until now, because I will put this on the table in this meeting, of course.
Yeah, I thought they'd send that information to the secretariat, and I think my colleagues are preparing briefing notes for you on that.
So?
Yes.
This is what I have now.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. I see the Lila, it's here with me.
Yeah.
And she is saying that we received a draft opening remarks to the hearing next Wednesday. Of course, I will see, and I always change a little bit, because I like to have also my own words, you know.
Of course.
I never change the meaning of the speech prepared by the secretariat, but I feel much better when I have there also my own words and my own feelings. And
of course, by all means, do it. It's a draft, just to give you an idea of what you might want to say.
No, but it is very important, of course, with a lot of facts and figures and so on. And
yes.
it's it's something important for me.
Okay, very good. If you're done, I have a few things on my list.
Please.
First of all, we sent you the documentation regarding the co-chair of the parliamentary conference steering committee, I was stressing very much that we consider the speaker of Guyana because he is from the Caribbean, and we want to involve the Caribbean, but also because he is a former minister of trade in his country. He has academic qualifications that correspond to the profile. So he can understand very well the issues of trade. So I was going to suggest that if you don't mind, we could invite him to occupy that position and so work with his counterpart in the European Parliament to move forward.
No, it is perfect. It is. I have this also in my appointments. Yes, I agree with the suggestion.
Okay, very good. We will pursue contacts then. And I think that normally a letter will come from you to him to say that you're inviting him to take that position. I will ask my office to prepare that for you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Then I'm just checking the things that we have discussed. Then I have the speakers' conference. We are meeting. I think the preparatory committee is meeting on the 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And today we are sending out to you and your colleagues the agenda of the meeting, together with a background note. On where what we have achieved so far with the speakers' conference, what we want to do, and the ideas about what would be the issues that you may want to discuss. I think that will come to you today. The speaker of Austria, I do understand, is going to be joining that meeting. And I think this is the first time he's attending the PrepCom. So, and there is one thing that he will bring up, and I wanted to alert you to that, and that is the financial aspect. The dates in September mean that we will not have the conference itself in the UN premises itself, but next door in a conference center that is privately owned. And they are asking to pay up to 300,000 euros. And the Austrian Parliament has said that we maybe IPU wants to cost share. And I have explained that, first of all, we are going to be spending more money for the speakers' conference than have been budgeted. You remember last year with the virtual session and now the physical session, we're going to spend about twice what had been we had thought we would pay. And it would, my feeling as a financial manager is that I feel uncomfortable going to the governing bodies, you and the rest, and say, give me more money to pay for facilities. So we are continuing this discussion with them to see how we go about this problem. We could make some savings from the money, the 250,000 we have this year. We could make some savings that could help us cover some of the costs. But if you ask me, say, to go and ask the governing bodies to give 100,000 extra for the conference, I think that we might meet with some opposition. So I know he's going to raise it during the meeting. He may raise it during the meeting, but we are carrying out the discussions, and I will let you know what their final position is on this matter. because you know, it would be embarrassing for us to go to the governing body and say, give us 100,000. So we'd be spending 350,000 this year on that. So,
Martin, so, about this issue, allow me three questions. First, I should attend this meeting. Is the first
question? Yes. You are chairing. You are the president of the speakers conference, presiding.
Okay. I receive the agenda, but sometimes I don't know if it is one obligation or just an invitation. No.
It's one obligation. This one is an obligation.
Okay. So I should attend the meeting.
Yes.
Second, also, he will visit officially Portugal in the beginning of March. The speakers of Austrian Parliament, and he asked me to have a meeting here to discuss these issues.
You say he will come to Portugal when?
Yes. In the beginning of March.
Okay.
At 10, I think. 10 of March.
Okay.
And so I will meet him also here in the middle of the official visit to Portugal.
Yes.
And I think we need to, I will see the documentation the Secretariat will send today, because we need to talk about the main item that may be in this meeting, in this in our agenda. Mm-hmm. And because, sincerely, I don't know what it should be after we discuss coronavirus and the consequences in May in our assembly, if we keep the same item, or if we change to other issues. But I will wait and study the documentation you are preparing, and the Secretariat are preparing.
Okay, very good.
And also, I understand, okay, it is not very easy to ask Executive Committee more money to the Speakers' Conference, but this is one event, a special event. This is not an event as usual. Yes. And I ask you, I really don't know, I ask you if with our assembly in May, if we do it virtual, we will spend less than usual if we have a physical meeting in Geneva.
Okay.
Because maybe we can put with the communication channels between both meetings, you know. So we should have, we are preparing to have a physical meeting in Vienna, in Geneva, sorry. We are waiting to spend there 600,000 Swiss francs. We will, because it's a virtual one, we will save there 200,000 Swiss francs, and part of it can be to the speakers' conference that will cost more than we are preparing to spend. But,
okay.
But really, I don't know how much we save when we change a physical meeting to a virtual one, because interpretation is the same, we need to pay the Kudo or the other platform, we need to pay it also, and maybe we don't save a lot of money. But I know that the Congress Center in Switzerland is very expensive. And so,
that's right.
at least 1 week or 5 days of this kind of costs can be saved. And maybe I'm trying to find a way, an easy way, to ask for more money to send to show that we save on other way.
Okay. Well, I will check. I'll get my colleagues to check to see what we might save by having a virtual assembly, and then you and I we can discuss this again before the preparatory committee meet, because I know that he will raise the issue during the preparatory committee.
Okay. Maybe with the hearing in UN, I don't know if you will save money from that meeting.
I think we had already said that it was going to be a virtual meeting.
By the beginning, so it's not...
Okay. I will see. I will check. And if we're going... There's a likelihood of making savings on the other items, we could see then. Let's discuss this again before, maybe I'll let you know before the end of the week.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Martin.
Okay. Then I had on my list, I think it was, the P20 in Italy.
Yes. They gave an answer?
Yeah. No, you were supposed to, I think, contact the Italian speakers to find out if they would be willing to host a P20 meeting in Italy.
I'm sorry, Martin. I'm not aware of it. I ask now Dr. Dalila to put me in contact with the speaker of Italian Parliament. Maybe today I will try to talk with him, and I send you a message back.
Okay, I'm very sorry. Good. No, it's okay.
Because I remember that I signed the letter.
Yes.
And I thought it's going on. But
yeah, I think you are going to follow up on with a phone call.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's fine. Then I have here.
And also, may I need to say, last Thursday, yes, I have also a meeting with the Portuguese speaker, and we talk again about the event that we will try to organize it. Of course, she said to me, in our first semester, forget it, because we are still with measures that it is not possible to receive events in our parliament, and we don't know when we will change the situation, but during the second semester it's one opportunity to do it.
Okay.
And he asked me, and I will have a meeting also with the Portuguese president of the delegation, because I left the presidency of our delegation.
Because
it is not possible to keep both heads. And so, because he asked me, please prepare a program, a concrete program, because then I will help you with António Guterres and so on, because I wish that it can be a success.
Okay.
And so, but maybe just to the second semester, you know. Now, for instance, visits in our parliament are completely forbidden. tomorrow, I will meet with the Venezuelan ambassador, and I said to the Venezuelan ambassador that I will meet in our gardens in front of the parliament, because no one is allowed to come inside the parliament in these times. And I said to the ambassador, if you don't mind, I go out, and in gardens we may talk, but not inside. And so, we don't know, and we prepare something to May or to June, and then we need to postpone because the situation remains in the same situation, is better to prepare it to the second semester.
Okay. Yes, we are monitoring the situation, and we will see how things evolve. I have a practical problem for Venezuela because we are going to publish a map of the women in parliament, and my colleagues have been asking me what information we are going to put on the map. Is it the previous parliament or this one? And I have told them that I think that we need to be very vague, and I think you will support me. I hope you will support me in this, that we can remain vague and say, by the time we're publishing this map, we had not had confirmation of the outcome of the elections that took place in Venezuela in 2020, full stop. Yes, because I don't want to go into any details which might mean that we are supporting one side against the other and everything. Yes,
I support you, Martin. This is what I feel. Sometimes they don't understand. This weekend, I received some contacts from our friends from Venezuela, Delsa, and other colleagues. They are very upset with me, I need to say. I hope that you will support our position and so on. And I said, yes. Personally, I support your position, but as president of IPU, I need to respect the rules of the organization.
That's correct.
This is not my personal opinion, what is more important. And we need to accept the rules of the organization, and also that our decisions will be taken by a majority.
And that's
believe,
right.
Believe me, I believe that if we have a vote inside executive committee last Monday, the new parliament will be chosen as a representative of Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is not possible to the president or to the secretary general to impose our own opinions. We need to respect the rules of the organization and the results of a decision of the majority. What we achieve was to delay a little bit, ask more information about the legality of the election, but I believe that maybe in our next meeting will not be possible to postpone a final decision, and the decision will be to recognize the assembly, the new assembly, as a representative of Venezuela. This is not a personal opinion. I may receive you. I may go to your country and to have meetings with you and so on, but the organization itself needs to respect our own statutes.
That's
right. It's not possible to do another way.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them for trying hard because, you know, it's a good cause. But unfortunately for them, I think the rules of the IPU do not allow for us to accommodate them at this stage. You know, so they may feel disappointed. They may be angry with you. They are angry with me too, because they think that. We do have, you and I have the power to say this is what is going to happen. But no, had the discussions. We had the discussions in the executive committee. You cannot. This is a very fundamental issue for them, for the members of the executive committee.
And I said to them, when I smell that a majority will support the new parliament, I did everything to delay a decision.
Yes, yeah.
But it is not possible to do more than this.
Yeah, yeah. We give them more time for them to lobby and see if they can change people's minds. But the rules are the rules, I think. Okay. I have one last thing on my list. I think this morning they sent you a message. You may not have seen it, but you can look at it at your leisure. We have in the United Nations a group of friends of the IPU, and that group is made up of the permanent representatives of countries that have held the presidency of the IPU, as well as others that are friendly to the IPU, and we use them as a lobbying tool for positions that we want to articulate at the United Nations. So now that you are the newly elected president, we wanted to organize a meeting of that group. It is an informal group. It doesn't have any rules. It doesn't have any mandate. It's just there. Mm-hmm. You know, you need goodwill in the United Nations. And so my colleagues in New York have been in touch with the Portuguese ambassador in New York, and he is open to leading the process. And since it is not possible now to have in-person meetings or to even have full-fledged meetings, he has suggested that we do some sort of a coffee event where there will be introductions of yourself, myself, and other issues, so they know what IPU is up to these days, and so for information purposes. So my colleagues were thinking of the 11th of March or after Easter, you know.
Okay, so, Martin.
Okay.
Everything that can reinforce our links with the UN is important, of course. I'm ready to do it.
Okay.
And to attend in these dates, I will try to 11th of March.
Yeah,
it can be possible for me.
Okay, very good. I'll ask my colleagues in New York then to continue and confirm arrangements with the Portuguese ambassador.
Okay, feel free, please.
Okay, very good. That's all I had on my list at this stage. And
thank you so much, Martin. I don't have more issues. Also, we will talk maybe on Friday, before the meeting of the preparatory speakers conference.
Yes.
Next Monday. Before that, so maybe on Friday we may talk a little bit, 15 minutes during the afternoon or after dinner, just to see if there is necessary to have a synchronization of our positions and speech during that meeting.
Very good, very good. I'll ask my office to organize that.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you so much, Duarte. Have a great day.
Great day. Thank you, Martin. Okay. See you.
Bye-bye. Bye.